Hachette Audio presents Toughest Cowboy in Texas, written by Carolyn Brown, read by Chelsea Hatfield. This one is for Kimberly Roca, Margie Hager, and Janet Rodman, who all love cowboys as much as I do. Chapter 1. Order up! Molly yelled from the kitchen. Lila picked up a basket filled to the brim with hot French fries just as the door to the Happy Cafe opened. The hot western sun silhouetted the cowboy in the doorway, but she'd recognize Brody Dawson anywhere. In the darkest night, or the brightest day. The energy in the cafe sparkled with electricity, and her chest tightened. She gripped the red plastic basket to keep from dropping it and slowly inhaled, willing herself to take a step toward the table where a couple of old ranchers waited for their order.
"Well, well," Brody drawled.
He closed the door behind him and slowly scanned her from the toes of her boots to her black ponytail.
"The wild child has returned."
"But not for long, so don't go getting your hopes up." She smarted off right back at him. In a few long strides, he slid into a booth and laid his hat on the space beside him. He filled out the butt of his jeans even better than he had when they were in high school, and his chest was an acre wide. Lord, why couldn't he have developed a beer gut and two chins? She carried the order to the other end of the cafe and set it down between Paul McKay and Fred Williams, two ranchers she'd known her whole growing up years.
"I'd forgotten that they called you the wild child, Lila."